Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Everything that we did for the past year, all the things that we had to sacrifice through, would it get us a time when we had something, a vaccine that could deal with this? And judging by many people without the mask, it's good to see we got a number of people in here that have gotten vaccinated. I've seen Andrew's post it right there on his Facebook. I've been vaccinated myself. I think it's incredibly important that we are getting vaccinated. I think that's the way we're going to beat this virus.
Absolutely. And by the way, it was kind of cool. It was the first time I had been back in City Hall when you didn't have to wear a mask, and if you were vaccinated, and so I wasn't. And almost nobody else was either because we've all been vaccinated. It was nice yesterday, which is what I keep telling people is if you – look, I know some of you are never going to get vaccinated because you're, you know, philosophically opposed to it or whatever. Probably you are people who didn't want to wear masks in the first place. So, I mean, I get that those two kind of go together. But for people who are trying to follow, you know, what the authorities are saying and trying to make sense of the science, and I've tried to explain this as many times as I could, the guidance is very simple. I still am just – fabulously entertained by, oh, the guidance is so confusing. It's not. It was, but now it's not. And I've been telling you this the whole time, is that when you take that mask off and you're not worried, which, again, I know some people are reluctant to take it off because you've gotten accustomed to the wubby. You know, it's comforting to take action and to know that this thing will protect you or protect other people or make you feel like you're doing the right thing, because that sense of empowerment, even if it's purely symbolic if you've been vaccinated. Anyway, it's something that's hard to give up. But, you know, you take it off and it is easier to breathe. It doesn't mean you had hypoxia before. Please stop. It is nice to be able to smile at people. You know, you get used to smiling at people, hoping they can tell from your eyes. But when you got a mask off, you can. I mean, I'm definitely a smiler. And so it's just nice. It's just different. The world smells different, which is good. Because if it smells the same, it means your mask wasn't doing too much before. 7-Eleven here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I don't know if you want to weigh in with, you know, what's been different for you since you've been vaccinated or since you've taken. I've told you this many times, but maybe you're new to the program. For me, you know, I still don't grab door handles, but I started not grabbing door handles about 2 months before COVID really hit. Because it just occurred to me, like, this is a bad idea. How many people touch this every day? But, you know, I don't do hand sanitizer anymore. I don't feel the need to compulsively clean after anything. Because you don't, that's the whole point. You did this so you didn't have to keep doing that stuff. Now, they don't talk much about that one. You know, they talk about the not social distance and not mask. But the same for hand washing and sanitation. I mean, do it a normal amount. Don't be a filthy, germ-ridden creature. But, you know, you don't have to be obsessive. That's the value of getting the vaccine. And also all these stories about the breakthrough infection. 95 is not 100. Well, Andrew, what about you? 1 in 20 is a bad risk. And, you know, for a low chance of any serious consequences, it's a risk I'm certainly willing to take given the alternatives. Yesterday during the but it was funny. As SNL was on this over the weekend. In typical Saturday Night Live fashion, they had a great premise that they didn't execute well.
Purell. As you probably heard, we got some very good news this week, and I'm not just talking about J-Lo and Ben Affleck. The CDC announced that people who are vaccinated no longer need to wear masks, outdoors or indoors. Pretty great, right? But a lot of people had questions, such as, what does that mean? What the hell are you talking about? Is this a trap?
Yeah, and I still love all the, is this a trap? It's a trap. I still love all the, you know, the headlines about how confusing and how sudden in the question. Well, couldn't you have rolled it out more gently? It's like people are angry they got the good news. How dare you tell us we don't need masks anymore? So the premise of the scene is having Anthony Fauci have actors, or, well, scientists who are also sort of actors, play scenes that are meant to be funny and confusing about masks.
Welcome to a bar.
Thank you. Do I still have to wear a mask indoors?
You actually do not.
Great.
Well, as long as you're vaccinated.
No, I'm not.
Oh, then that's bad.
Well, I'm entering a bar at 11 a.m. Did you really think I was vaxxed? Because that's on you.
You're right. I deserve COVID.
End scene.
And then, of course, Weekend Update did a little bit on this as well.
Guys, great news this week. The CDC announced that fully vaccinated people no longer have to wear masks or socially distance, except if you go to most places. Anyway, have fun out there.
And again, I usually get on Saturday Night Live for not being fair, you know, for being very, very liberal in their viewpoint, which means that they're overly harsh and therefore not funny to conservatives, and they're underly, it's not a word, harsh and therefore not funny to liberals. But this is a little bit funny.
After the announcement, President Biden told Americans to take off your mask and smile, even though take it off and smile is the first example in every workplace harassment seminar.
Here, take off your mask. Let me rub your shoulders. It's going to be fine. 7:15 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Somebody texted me and said, I'm still going to use my door grabber as it is on my keychain. No extra difficulty. I guess it's like a hook or something that he uses.
Sure.
I'm a shirt guy. I'll take the bottom of my shirt.
I've started carrying a bottle of sanitizer with me, and I'm like, where have you been all my life? Because
my dry skin, it hurts. It hurts to do the sanitizer. I mean, it's genuinely painful to do sanitizer, but I was doing it to be, you know, safe, and now don't need it. Don't need the pain. I'm good.
So happy for you, Andrew, because I have a tendency to do things like pick my teeth with my fingernails, and I'd like to not get other things that are on door handles.
The other alternative is to stop that nasty habit.
Yeah, okay.
Paul Stanton, traffic on the fives.
Whatever.
We're playing theme music all this week in the lead up to Pensacon. When we have tickets to give away. So I have two tickets, two weekend passes for Pensacon this weekend. 437-1620. Here's what you got to do. You ready? You got it. Okay. You're going to know this or you're not going to know this. There's no guessing at this one. You got to tell me why this is funny.
And these last points, too accurate for sand people. Only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise.
722 on News Radio, 437-1620 is the phone number. Call me now. Tell me why that's funny. Should I make him tell me who said it? I mean, it's too obvious.
It's a little obvious, but maybe
it's too obvious.
Make him say the actor.
It's too obvious. 723 on here, News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Mark Jacobs in the newsroom with our headlines. Mark?
More Israeli airstrikes flattening a six-story Gaza City building. Hamas firing dozens of rockets into Israel early today as their war enters a second week.
There is now talk of a ceasefire, but there's no evidence of it. Israel's prime minister said that the offensive against the Gaza Strip will continue, that there are still more Hamas targets to hit, that Israel is doing well, he said. And in Gaza, Hamas shows no signs of relenting.
That's NBC's Richard Engel in Tel Aviv. President Biden talking about the pending distribution of direct payments to families, saying those payments under the child tax credit will give ordinary families a break. Roughly 39 million families will start getting the monthly child tax credit payments in mid-July. Baseball card collection expected to hit it out of the park at an auction. Memory Lane Auction says that collection, put together by a Florida neurologist who died in January, is valued at more than $20 million. It includes a 1933 Babe Ruth card in near-perfect condition. They expect that card alone will break the $5.2 million record for any sports card.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Mark, thanks so much for the update. 724 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. So we're going to give away a couple of these weekend passes to Pensacon. All you got to do is tell me why this particular clip is funny.
And these last points, too accurate for sand people. Only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise.
All right, we got Mark on the line at 437-1620. Mark, for a pair of passes to Pensacon this weekend. Why is that funny?
Oh, it's funny because Stormtroopers are notoriously bad shots. They miss everything they hit. They try to shoot at.
They miss everything. In fact, the video that I grabbed that off of had the scene of C-3PO and R2-D2 going across the hallway while the Stormtroopers were invading Princess Leia's ship. It sounded like this. literally walk through an avalanche of laser beams because the stormtroopers can't hit anything. That's right, Mark. Congratulations. You win the tickets. You're going to enjoy Pensacon on us this year. Let me put you on hold, and Paul will get all of the information from you in a moment. There will be more chances to win. Don't worry. It's not your last chance. We got at least two more days. I think we might even have tickets on Friday, but we definitely have them tomorrow and Thursday. Or you can just buy them. They are well worth the price of admission. 725 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 16. The Stormtroopers missing is such a meme that my boys make that joke all the time. All the time for things. We'll give it a shot. Oh, 729 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 16.20. We did have two T-45 Navy Goshawk trainers that collided midair in Texas. One plane apparently went down and the pilots ejected safely. The other plane returned back to base. One pilot was transported for minor injuries, so that's the good news. But, man, just a reminder, you know, training to become a naval aviator is challenging, difficult, and dangerous.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Regulators have dealt a procedural blow to Canadian National's $33.6 billion plan to acquire Kansas City Southern Railroad. The U.S. Surface Transportation Board rejected Canadian National's plan to set up a voting trust that would acquire Kansas City Southern and own the railroad while regulators review the deal. Canadian National described the decision as a minor setback. Shares of Fisker Incorporated are down 3% in pre-market trading after the electric car started. Startup reported a wider quarterly loss and forecast a rise in expenses. The startup says it had more than 16,000 reservations for its vehicles as of yesterday. Big changes coming soon to users of Google Photos on June 1st. The service will drop unlimited storage for photos and videos. All uploads you add after June 1st will count toward the free 15 gigabit offered to every account. Once you go beyond the limit, you'll have to pay. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now. Breaking rocks in a hot sun. I fall for law and a low one. I fall for law and a low one. Good morning, 7:38 News Radio 92.3 AM 16:20. How you doing this morning? Doing all right? It's a nice day. A little bit windy. Should be warm today. Clear. 80 and clear for the rest of the week. That's pretty much the forecast. Chip Simmons, he is the sheriff in Escambia County. He joins us every Tuesday at about this time. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing well. We're just things are going well. That's what I like to see. You guys had a couple of cool events over the last few days, one on Friday and then one on Saturday, right?
Yeah, we're kind of upping our game on our engagement. We've been talking about this for a couple of months now, but this past weekend on Friday, we partnered with the Perdido Chamber on, I think they're calling it Friday Night Flicks, but it was at the dog track over on the west side of Escambia County, and it was a great event, again, to get partnered with a group like the Perdido Chamber, and then having people coming out. We had a great time. We had our question unit out there. Our traffic unit was out there. Many of our cadets are out there, a lot of our younger deputies, kind of teaching them what engagement's all about. And then on Saturday, we had what's called Burgers and Badges, which was a terrific event. It was over there on, I think, 57th and Lillian. And it was co-hosted by Costello's Butcher Shop, and they did a great job. They donated all of the hamburger meat. They cooked the hamburgers. They provided the drinks, the chips. They basically provided everything. We just went up there. Again, we had a great turnout. The weather was perfect. We had probably a couple hundred people there.
Oh,
they
nice.
Served a couple hundred hamburgers. I tried them. You know what's funny about it? I was fortunate enough to judge the Burger Battle by the Bay.
I remember we did that together.
Yeah, exactly. The burger that I had on Saturday rivaled any of those. They did a great job over there at Costello's.
All I know is that the moment you started talking about Costello's making the burgers, and all I want is a burger, because I know that would have to be a phenomenally tasty burger. Oh, man. Well, it's good to see the deputies getting out there and doing some of these events, and as you say, getting involved in the community, doing engagement, and, you know, letting especially the young people know that police officers are there all the time for them and build those relationships. relationships before there's problems. It's, you know, kind of always the goal. You also had your memorial last week. You had to do it virtually, but in the process of that, you named your new canine, which you and I had talked about a little bit last Wednesday, but naming the new canine after a fallen deputy, big deal to the family, right?
It really was. It was mostly a virtual event because we were concerned because, again, half of our event takes place indoors and in a rather large room. So, yeah, we did individual every 30 minutes. We had a rose ceremony for each of the fallen deputies, one of which was Doug Heist, who was shot and killed in the line of duty. And we have a brand new canine, and we decided that we would name that canine Heist after Doug Heist. So we obviously let his family know. His family was there. There's some great pictures online on our Facebook page, and the Heist family has some great pictures. I think that it was pretty heartwarming and touching to see that you know, the family at least will know that the name Heist will continue to serve as Cambia County resident.
Yeah, most definitely. And every year, you know, in years past, obviously, I've attended. This year, not because it was online, but it's always a very, very moving ceremony to see that remembrance of these deputies. You guys also had another kind of a interesting, not quite milestone yet, because it's still coming up this summer, but you guys have unveiled your new badges, right?
Yeah, well, this is the year. In 1821, Andrew Jackson created two counties, Escambia and St. John's County. And doing that, he also created the sheriff's offices. So we understand our unique place in Florida history. We are, along with St. John's County, are the oldest sheriff's offices in the state of Florida. And because 2021 marks our 200th anniversary, we had a special commemorative badge. We did a little research, not a lot of pictures out there of sheriffs, of the sheriff, I guess, in 1821. But based on our research, we wanted a badge that looked like they would wear, but also that fits the, you know, the modern requirement. So you'll see your deputies wear them at least for a year. We haven't decided yet on whether they'll wear them longer than that if they choose, but we have a circular badge now. It's a five-pointed star in the middle with a simple word sheriff on the in it, and then a ring around it that says Escambia County, and the bottom has the years 1821 and 2021. With a Florida seal on it. So it's a sharp looking badge. There are gold ones for supervisors and silver ones for our deputies, which is the same thing we do with our traditional or our regular badge as well.
Yeah, it's very cool looking. And just in case the description, if people didn't quite grasp it, it's a ring. And then there's gaps and then a star in the middle of the ring. So it's very, like you said, it's very simple, elegant, basic. And I love the fact that it's honoring the 200th anniversary. That's fantastic. We did have anything that happened in the last day or two. There's one story I know about of the man who attacked the woman at the gas station. But was, and we'll talk about that if that was the only one. I hope that is. But was there anything else that happened in the last day or two?
No, we've had some car burglaries. I think some pictures have been posted on some various neighborhood sites. I want to say we had 12 to 14 car burglaries over the weekend. And again, it's just people that will run through a particular neighborhood looking for unlocked cars. But the one you're talking about was the 71-year-old that was attacked. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was a horrible story. I mean, terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. We couldn't release the surveillance video, not yet at least, without permission from the store. But what we had on Thursday evening was a 71-year-old female. I actually did watch the video, and I've been law enforcement for 35-plus years, and rarely do I see something just so pure evil. But there's a lady that she's standing at the counter talking to the clerk for, I guess, a couple of minutes, and you can see a male, later identified as Michael Coggleshell, walking in. He's just walking around. He's not shopping. He's not doing anything. But occasionally he would look back towards the clerk and towards the counter, and he has a backpack. And then he just calmly pulls what looks like a wooden club. I think it ended up being a chair, a wooden piece of a chair. He just pulls it from a backpack, walks over beside the lady, doesn't say anything to her that I could tell, and then just rears back and hits her, strikes her in the back of the head, rendering her unconscious, puts the club back in the backpack, and just walks out of the store. It's just senseless, and it's just, again, it's pure evil.
And you arrested him. There was you had to pursue him, or how did you come to arrest him?
Yeah, one of our investigators was in the area of the Circle K. We obviously word has spread throughout our agency that about this crime. And one of our investigators was at the Circle K and, you know, kind of just reviewing the surveillance video again. And when he comes outside, he notices this cargo shell clown riding his bicycle. And he takes off after him. He gets off the bicycle, runs into a wooded area. But we had our canine in the area, canine baby, apprehended him and didn't do too much damage, but apprehended him. And then we were able to arrest the guy.
Golly. And do we know what became of the woman? Is she going to recover? Do we know how bad her injuries were?
She's still alive. I've been talking to our deputies even yesterday. And, we're talking to her, but she's still recovering. So, again, you can imagine the damage that a wooden club will do to the back of your head. Just watching the video. And we'll put it out with some blurring of some faces of the victim as soon as we get permission. And by state law, we can't put out surveillance video without permission of the owner of the security footage.
I gotcha.
And that's to protect people from knowing where security cameras are. But I think in a like a Circle K, I think people understand that there's footage or there's video footage behind the counter.
This
so
is the Circle,
we hope we can get some permission.
And this is the Circle K. What was the location again?
2700 block of Gulf Beach Highway.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank goodness she's alive. Hopefully, no significant long-term damage. And obviously, you've got him locked up and. I mean, you know, did good work. I mean, you apprehended the criminal, unfortunately, after the fact. Chip Simmons, he is the sheriff in the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. He joined us every Tuesday at about this time. Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. Everything from very good news to very horrible news, but that's the nature of being in police work, and we certainly appreciate the work you do to keep us safe. Thank you so much.
You bet. Y'all take care.
747 here on News. Tell you, whenever Paul fills in for Davis, we always get a number of, oh, it's Paul, which is cool because Paul helped found the station. I mean,
yeah.
Paul has been around. And then, he left to do some other things. And then he comes back periodically and he plays with me in the morning.
That's right.
It's fun.
That's right. And I'm doing the production here again. So occasionally you hear my voice on commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've never really left. Just like I haven't really left Waterfront. Like I still help them with things.
Right.
Anywhere I work, they're like, can you keep doing that?
Paul's half quit a dozen jobs.
It's true. They all ask me back periodically.
But that's good news, right? That means that people like what you do, which is always important.
I can't argue. And thank you to everyone who texts in. It really is wonderful to see that.
It is. And it's a reminder of how close we get to people doing this. And,
We
spend a lot of time with you in your car or in your, living room or getting ready in the morning and,
in your shirt.
That's right. Brushing your teeth, whatever you're doing, we're there with you. 751, Mark Jacobs in the newsroom with our headlines. Mark?
The Supreme Court will hear a case about Mississippi's law that bans most abortions after just 15 weeks of pregnancy.
This could be the Supreme Court's most important ruling on abortion since the Roe v. Wade decision nearly 50 years ago. Since then, the court has consistently said that states cannot ban abortion before a fetus is viable, and that's generally thought to be about 23 weeks into the pregnancy.
That's NBC's Pete Williams. President Biden again urging everyone to get vaccinated, calling it easy, free, and a patriotic duty. He notes COVID caseloads are down simultaneously in all 50 states for the first time since the start of the pandemic. Alice Cooper. Didn't know he owned it, but he's selling his rare Andy Warhol painting. Cooper recently announced he'll auction off the painting that was gifted to him in the 70s, around the same time he met the artist. It's expected to bring as much as $4.5 million at auction.
Well, same problem happens to me. I think about how I need to sell off all of these paintings that were donated to me by famous people 30 years ago.
People gave me all this stuff.
Man, I don't even know what I've got back in the warehouse,
We need to go through that one of these
Which
days.
Which Rembrandt am I going to sell today?
Number four.
Mark, that's just laying over there.
That's right. Mark, thanks so much for the update. 753 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Time now for Andrew McKay with a quick... Shot of sports. Bob Baffert, after all of the various woes surrounding Medina Spirit and testing positive for that substance in the first race of the Triple Crown and then finishing third in the second race, and now banned from New York racing until this all gets resolved, which would include Belmont coming up on June 5th. It wasn't clear for sure whether he was going to race Medina Spirit in the big race, but he did have other horses that were supposed to be in the other races. Meanwhile, I told you about this last week where you had a record set in Major League Baseball of 58 pitches and 58 strikeouts to start the season without a walk, and that was by a Milwaukee Brewers player last week, and then Gerrit Cole yesterday from the Yankees.
And the pitch. Swung on and missed. There's history. 59 strikeouts without a walk. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, 59, and then he extended that to 61, so that is the longest single-season streak since the mound was moved to its current distance in 1893. So in one week, you get two, you know, one set and then one breaks it. It was a short-lived. Kevin Pillar maybe is going to be okay. He was hit in the face with a fastball yesterday, the New York Mets outfielder. He left the field. He did walk out under his own power with a little bit of help, but, you know, he wasn't carried off or anything like that. That's good news. CT scan pending today. We'll get more information. Albert Pujols has changed jerseys. He's now a Dodger. Boo. It's a Cardinal fan. I got to say that. But he did get his first RBI with the Dodgers yesterday. He did go 1-for-4, I guess. So, you know, pretty common for him at this point in his career. In the NHL, the Bruins beat the Capitals to tie the series 1-1, 4-3 they won. The Hurricanes beat the Predators 5-2 for the 1-0 lead in the beginning of the series. And the Avalanche beat the Blues 4-1 in the series opener. And did you know? No, I did not, so pardon me for my ignorance. We have a Spring League, TSL they're calling it, the Spring League Football, 8-team developmental league for the NFL, because there really isn't one. There's college, and then there's nothing, and then there's the pros, right? So basically, the way this works, I kind of watched a little bit of this over the weekend, did not know what it was, just set it to record. This isn't mediocre football. You know, it's off-season football. It's what you would expect. But basically, it's any player who's eligible during a previous year's NFL draft is eligible to participate in the Spring League. They do not get paid. They get housing and meals. And there's 24 games played over the course of 6 weeks. There's 8 teams. So if you wondered what it was on your TV, well, now you know. 7:55 on News. I goofed, Paul. Somebody texted and said, We obviously need to play an Alice Cooper song here.
Oh.
Yeah, because, see, so don't worry, stick around. Paul will make it up to you.
Yes, I will.
I promise he will make it up to you.
Oh, yes.
He will enthusiastically and eagerly make it up to you.
Really?
Also, by the way, the headline on Prince Harry on the First Amendment is very, very misleading. You got to go listen to the whole 6-minute segment on the podcast. No, he doesn't hate the First Amendment. Please, people.